Tippy Talks Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talks, your financial empowerment podcast full of education, resources, and so much more for service providers. My name is Ashley and I'm one of the account managers here at Tippy. We know you're busy, so let's dive in. Welcome to Tippy Talks. We have the best guest today. I'm so excited. David, our CEO, is joining us. And David, introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Dave Tashton, and I am absolutely the luckiest guy in the world to be CEO of Tippy and be able to work with the people I work with. That's me. My background is a long one because obviously I'm an old guy.
I thought you were only 18.
Well, my career was in New York City, and it was quite the antithesis of what we do here today. I spent my whole career on Wall Street. It was fantastic. I enjoyed the heck out of it. I loved being up there in the action. But I retired in 2007, did a couple of startups, and then in 2015, convinced my wife and young daughter at the time to move to Florida. And I was down here, and my brother-in-law, who everybody knows, Terry McKim, who is an absolute serial entrepreneur, he comes up with the greatest ideas. And he had been peppering me with ideas for the last half a dozen years prior to 2015. And I just finished another startup, and Terry reached out with another great idea. And this was Tippy. That's what gave birth to Tippy. And Terry said, David, I know you said no to all these others, but this one really has legs. And so I spent 3 months traveling the country, talking to people, meeting with the PBA, doing all sorts of stuff. And said, wow, this is real. This is something that really helped. And, you know, it's kind of crazy to say, but after having spent my whole career on Wall Street, it was refreshing. My kind of new goal was to, for my last hurrah here, was to do something that was really a give back, that really could make a difference to people. I didn't want to go out doing the old Wall Street bent. I wanted to do something that really made a difference to people. And also at the same time, prove what we could grow as a team. And Tippy was born.
I love it. And I feel very lucky to have seen it become what it is today. And it really has made such an impact. What do you feel has been the most impactful for yourself from the beginning until now? I'm sure there's not just one thing, but what is that thing that you keep going back to that just keeps you grounded and feeling like, God, I'm so connected to this?
I guess two things. One, the difficulty, and two, the people. One, the difficulty, I never imagined. You know, you always think, well, this is easy. We'll get this thing cranked up. Off we go to the races. In a year, we'll be making money. Everybody will be happy. And wow,
yeah.
This startup, you know, this is a real, we've grown this into quite a substantial company. We've done over $500 million in tips. But man, did we have bumps and bruises and ups and downs along the way, you know, with fundraising, with COVID. Oh my God, I'll never forget COVID, as I'm sure nobody will. And where that put the company for a bit. So the challenges, all those challenges, while they were troubling, they were also exciting. And every challenge made us stronger because of my second thing, which is the people.
Yeah.
We were fortunate enough to recruit people like yourself, Ashley, from within the industry. And we put together a team where everybody knows the industry, has worked in the industry, has worked behind the chair, has worked at the front desk, et cetera. And the people are so appreciative of what Tippy does for their lives internally. They are just willing to go to all ends to make it right and make it work. And I've never in my career on Wall Street, in my career with other startups, I've never seen a team like this come together. And I've always tried to figure out what the magic equation was. And I think it's because everybody came from industry.
Sure, I agree. I agree. When you can put yourself in that person's shoes, how cool is that, right? And I can confidently say I've been there. I know what you're going through, and we're here to help you. I mean, it's huge. It's
So let me reverse the shoes, Ashley. What, out of curiosity, you're probably the best at talking about it. What brought you to Tippi?
Oh my goodness, the drive that Terry McKim has always had. I've always been inspired by Terry McKim. He's always had this brain that I could relate to because when you have that drive to want to give solutions to people and how can we make things better. I've always had it in the back of my mind ever since the company started, like what if? But I loved what I was doing, and then after a while you start to look within yourself and want to challenge yourself a little bit more. And it was a great timing, and I reached out. It's been a good journey, and I do it because the people, and
It's amazing.
I think
Growth
that's why we all join this industry too.
and well, that is, oh my gosh. Yeah, obviously night and day versus Wall Street for me. I'll never forget the first show Terry took me to. Well, the first show was Premier Orlando, in which I was absolutely overwhelmed, and all I could think about, out viewing 10,000 stylists, all shapes, sizes, running around. I was like, what the hell did I get myself into? But what I quickly learned when I went to the first, normal show, which was data driven, I'll never forget. People walked up and I'd be introduced and they'd hug me.
Sure.
And I was scared. I'm like, Terry, what are these people doing? But wow, what a fantastic industry. What a fantastic group. It's the people aren't out to get each other in this industry. They're out to support each other in so many ways. It's amazing.
That is absolutely the truth. Wow. I mean, and especially when you are in an environment where everyone comes together, everyone is like anxious to share their ideas or share their solution with you. You come up with, you say, I'm struggling with X, Y, and Z, and they're like, well, you know what? We were too, and this really worked for us. So I think you should try it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this. This is great. I mean, no, there is no animosity or anything. It's so perfect.
Oh, it's amazing.
So when we're out at events and you're able to get up there and talk to people, what's the one thing you really want to drive home to people listening to, why Tippi is so important to bring into the business?
Well, it's not just Tippi. It's change as a whole. And it's so easy in a salon. I've seen it and I've learned it over these years. You change the shampoo you're carrying a salon and somebody quits. Goes, oh my God, I can't support that. So change is hard. We've all seen it, especially in this industry. And my big message is getting people to address that change. It's pretty easy to hide from what's going on in payments because when you're in a salon, you think you've got two verticals. You got products and you got services. And so those are the two things an owner focuses on. And they forget the changes are occurring around them also, but they're really focused on new products, better services, which is where they should be. But in the meantime, there are changes going on around them. And one of those significant changes is the front desk. And it is the customers changing a habit of theirs. And their old traditional habit was handing somebody cash. And now they've changed. They're not paying with cash anymore. They're not even carrying cash. In fact, a lot of them aren't even paying with a credit card at this point. They're paying with their phone. And you've dropped from about 6 or 8 years ago, I think it was an average of 32% were paying with credit with cash. Now it's down to under 16%. So it's changing, it's evolving rapidly, and you have to respond to that customer's needs. And it's pretty easy to think, okay, well, great. They can write the tip right here on this credit card receipt. But that's not a response to the change. That's just an acceptance of the change. to respond to the change, you got to do what you do with products and services. You got to go out and say, well, what are the new products that I can do, or what are the new services I can add to this situation to make it more beneficial for the customer and for the stylist? And if you're letting them sign it on a little credit card receipt up front, you're missing out on a few things. You're missing out on the customer knowing that the stylist knows what they tip, which means you're going to tip higher, to get tips up 22% like we do. You're missing out on, oh my God, my stylist, I've got a big issue with retention, and my stylist is no longer getting her tips every night and walking out the door with the cash in their pocket. All of a sudden, they've got to wait a week to 2 weeks. We've got to do something about that. And Tippy does something about that, gets there instantly. So those and processing fees. Have I ever thought about, oh my God, I really don't want to be paying these processing fees. How can I kind of offload that? So all those things, but they're not things that are normally front and center with the owner or the stylist. They don't realize these. So our goal is really kind of getting the word out. And wherever we get the word out, people come and they sign up and they thank us for it. But our big issue is just getting that word out, because we can make a difference. And I always say there are two kinds of tips. You've got traditional tipping and you got non-traditional tipping. We're not in favor of supporting walking into a coffee shop and having a tipping solution there where you're tipping $2 as somebody hands you your cup of coffee you never tipped for before. But nothing has changed. She's still just handing you your coffee. That's non-traditional tipping. We're not a part of that. We don't want to be affiliated with it, but we do want to be affiliated with the tipping that we do in a traditional industry where people do tip and want to tip.
Definitely. Oh, I love that you pointed that out. That on I've done quite a bit this year, and it's amazing how these students in beauty school are like, wow, I never really thought of tips this way. I've never thought to go to an interview and ask, how do you handle tips? How are you going to help me, empower myself financially? And I think it's great to talk about that and get that out there. And the fact that, change is a huge thing, and you're right. It could be just something so small as a shampoo bottle. And I've seen it firsthand. And just kind of like squashing it from the beginning is the coolest thing, because it's like, oh yeah, I never thought of starting the foundation like that, and starting out my career and in a good way, where you're starting to really build those blocks and create this really stable life for yourself. Because really, I mean, in this business, you can make as much money as you want, and it starts with you empowering you, and how can I be that voice for myself? So I think it's just really cool how we have all of these tools to continue to do that.
Oh my God. And schools are so much fun to go to. I love going to schools. Oh.
They're so fun, and it's great. My previous job, I was recruiting, so it's kind of great going in there and just educating and talking about way of thinking when they're going into interviews. I just love it so much.
It's fun to see the fresh faces coming out with their dreams ahead of them. It's super cool to see
Yes. Oh,
that.
gosh.
I'll tell you what, one criticism I have, and I shouldn't say criticism, they do wonderful things at the schools, but something they haven't really kept up on that we'd love to espouse more is financial wellness. And financial wellness and those types of financial tools are really not ordinarily taught at schools. And so we appreciate everything. And something we have to do better is when we get into these schools, provide more content to them to help them. And that's, to me, that's a responsibility of Tippy.
Definitely. And they crave it. They crave it. They love it. All right. Well, so I just first of all want to say thank you so much for doing this. And I just want to end by sharing, what do you feel would be like three things advice-wise to give to salon owners that may be on the fence or thinking of bringing Tippy in, but they're just not sure.
Oh, you're throwing me a softball here. That's an easy one. It is literally plug and play. So it's a no, it's you set up and you can be running it quickly, same day. So it's easy. Give it a shot. It's as simple as a call. We'll explain it to you. It's as simple as a try. If you don't like it, you put throw it in a box. We'll send you a shipping label. You can fire it right back to us. But it is absolutely worth a shot.
Absolutely.
And I got to throw a big shout out. I got to throw three shout outs here. One to our customers, because we wouldn't be anywhere without them. And they are fabulous. They're all supportive. So if anybody does want to try it and they're a little bit scared, let us know. We'll put you in touch with a couple of customers in your area to talk, because we're in all 50 states. That's shout out one. Shout out two to everybody here at Tippy. You guys are absolutely amazing. You make me proud, like just amazingly so every day. It's pretty exciting to get up and be able to come to work and know that I'm working with all you guys. So major shout out. And my third shout out is Dunkin' Donuts and saltines. Try them every day.
That your diet?
No, that's my sponsors. I'm getting paid.
I love it. I love that.
Hey, Tippy family. Terry McKim here, founder of Tippy. When I came up with the concept many years ago on the back of a piece of paper, I couldn't imagine it would turn out like this. The businesses, and most importantly, the users, are really what makes this company so special. The goal then, and still today, was to better the beauty industry, but most importantly, provide financial tools to empower the service professionals. So when we say Tippy was created and built in industry, we mean it. We now have a community of strong, talented, and hardworking individuals, and we're still growing. Thank you for trusting us. We can't wait to keep growing with you.